culture called Corona.
Run away, get away from this mess. My head's going round, just thinking.
Hey, welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show, episode 4 of season 21 today. As you can tell, I'm a little under the weather. I've got a bit of a cold and fever. I just hope it's not the dreaded Omicron. So fingers crossed I'll be better in a couple of days and back on my feet. The show must go on, and I've got a fantastic interview that I recorded last week with Simon Marwood from Fatal Vision and The Lost Outlaws, and they recently hit number 10 in the UK, number 1 in the UK, the top 40 in America, top 10 in New Zealand. So we just had to put these guys up on the show today. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce our certified indie songs of the week, the songs that are coming up and the artists. And in the middle of the show, Simon Marwood, all the way from Canada, is joining me. This is a recorded interview that we're gonna get on the show today. So thankfully, I did the interview before this cold or flu, or I don't know if it's COVID, but that hit me. Okay, so fingers crossed, I'll be better. And let's get this show moving. So we kick off today with a song called Corner of Sin and Be Saved. This is a blues track. Okay, now everybody knows I'm a massive blues fan. I'm a blues musician. We've had a couple of blues albums that have hit the Billboard charts. Currently, I'm working on a new album, and we're doing a lot of research on blues and blues rock and different styles of blues music, which the Academy and Billboard and everyone calls blues contemporary. So this is one song that we thought, you know, I really liked it because the harmonica reminded me of one of my favorite blues bands called Blues Traveler. And the guy doing the harmonica on this, I don't know who it is. It's probably one of the artists I'm going to name right now. So the song is by Gene Wilson, Betsy Walter, and Jeff Claiborne. I don't know which one of them has played the harmonica, but whoever it is, fantastic job. It's a great song. So we're going to kick today's show off with Corner of Sin and Be Saved, followed by Bottom of the Bottle. Now, this song totally reminded me of one of my favorite artists. I haven't heard a lot of stuff from him in recent years, but it's Ryan Adams. Now, Bryan Adams is also my favorite artist, don't get me wrong, but Ryan Adams, there's something about this guy, you know, that emo sort of rock stuff that he does. And this reminds me a lot of Ryan Adams, and it's a great song, and the band is called Kill the Headlights. Again, a great name for a band, so a very good track. I'm looking forward to listening to more music from this band. I really like these guys. Followed by Alan Mandel, with the song Come Down to Color. Now, this is more power pop, and somehow, I don't know, the first thing that came to mind was Huey Lewis and the News. You know, I'm a big fan of Huey Lewis, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, some of the best songs, they've written some amazing, amazing tracks. But to listen to a newer act that sounds a bit like Huey Lewis just floored me completely. I was like, wow, awesome stuff, you know. I'm just glad that independent musicians are not kind of tied down by these major record labels that just force you to make a song, even though you write a song with a certain kind of genre or style, and then they'll get in these producers and change it completely, you know, and make it more modern. Well, it's not their fault really, because, you know, they need to get it on commercial radio and they need to sell all these adolescent kids who are streaming their songs. But there's a major market, as you'll hear in our interview today, me and Simon talking about how the market for adult music is so strong and on currently, right now. So after Alan Mandel, we've got Just Another Country Night by The Lost Outlaws. Now, this is Simon Marwood, who's joining me on the interview before this song is played. And we're going to talk about the success of his songs. One is from his band called The Lost Outlaws, and the other is from his band called Fatal Vision. So stick around for this. After The Lost Outlaws, we've got Firefly by Kelly Hahn. She's the producer, I believe, or the composer. And this is old school country. So Just Another Country Night by The Lost Outlaws is modern country. This is what country is now. You know, when you listen to country radio or even the pop charts, a lot of country music is kind of spilling over into the pop top 40s and all that stuff. So it's this kind of music that is known as country now, you know, the Lost Outlaws kind of music. Firefly is what traditional country is all about. This is what real country music is, okay? It's old school. Not a lot of people are into this kind of country, but the hardcore country fans want this country music alongside the modern country, of course. It's just, you know, country music has to evolve, but there will always be a place for the traditional genres that influence the modern genres. The traditional genres will always be king in my eyes. And after Kellyanne, we've got I Feel You Coming Up So Close by an artist called Steen Rylander. Okay, that's the artist name. Now, this is 80s synth pop. I mean, seriously, this is like Howard Johnson and that kind of style, I think. And it's also got some like a Jamaican sort of African style rapping added into this very British sort of pop from the early 80s. So this song is more like what was the fad in the early 80s. You know, this I believe that's what this was like, the fad. It wasn't a traditional genre. It was just the synths had just come in, and this kind of music was making a buzz because it was so unique and different, and people loved it, you know. So that's what it sounds like to me. Great song again by Steen Rylander. 80s synth pop. I think all you guys listening in who are into 80s synth stuff, who haven't heard it in a while or whatever, you guys are gonna love it. And last but not least, we've got a song called Greed by James M. LaRocque. Okay, that's the artist, James M. LaRocque. It's a cool name. And the song is called Greed, very nice song. This totally reminds me of Madness. So the last two songs are proper British style, sort of synth, electro-funk sort of music. Very cool stuff. I know a lot of artists who are influenced by these kinds of sounds and genres, but of course they make their songs more modern. But these two songs are kind of, they sound like they've come in from the 80s. You know, it's like, it doesn't have a modern twist to it or anything. It's just, they've stuck with that style and they've gone all in, and it's pretty cool. And I think the last song, Greed, has a lot of jazzy licks to it, very much like Madness. So I think we've got some great songs on the show today, covering country, rock, pop, emo rock, you know, you name it. We've got everything in today. Today's the most, one of the most eclectic shows we've had. Join me next week for the Gun Blues Band, who's going to join me live in the studio all the way from Canada, talking about their brand new album that's just come in, Hand in Fire. That's the name of the album. So I'll be featuring a lot of their songs, and a big shout out to Phil Ryder on his two new singles that I've released today, which is called Still Loving You in English and French. And he's going to be on the show as well the following week. So we've got some amazing artists coming up on WOAFM 99. And hopefully next week I'd have kicked this terrible, this stupid virus that has hit me. And that's it from me. Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day.
Corner, waiting on my ride. I see you over there, girl. Is this sin at first sight? I've been looking for you all of my life.
Standing on my corner, trying to find my way. If you're looking for love, baby, you're way too late. I've decided I'm changing my life.
Am I crazy to believe that we both feel the same? When we're standing at the crossroad and it's time for a change, only we know the choice to be made. At the corner of sin and being saved.
It looks like you're leaving that no-tell motel. Yeah, you're hanging on the edge of heaven and hell. Do I have you believing I am that woman? who changes your mind.
Ooh, rising up behind you, that solid rock on higher ground is where I lost myself on Sundays till the day I walked out. And I wonder, oh, I wonder if I was right. Am I crazy to believe that
we both feel the same
when we're standing at the crossroad and it's time for a change? Only we know the choice to be made at the corner of sin.
Yeah, folks, so today we've got a very special guest in the studio. His song hit number one in the UK just recently. And before that, his other song from another band. There's lots to talk about. Hit the top 20, I believe, or top 10, sorry, top 10 in the UK and in America as well. So it's none other than Simon Marwood. Simon, how are you doing?
Hey, Oliver, good. How are you doing today?
Great. So, Simon, you're part of two bands, okay? Now, you've founded two bands. One is, of course, Fatal Vision, which is your main sort of project. And you've got The Lost Outlaws, which is kind of like a studio project that you do, right? So why don't you tell our listeners who've heard songs from Fatal Vision and from Lost Outlaws, tell them more about both the bands and what made you have these two very different sort of musical journeys, or rather directions, I should say.
Sure, absolutely. So Fatal Vision got its start back in sort of 1987, 1988. So long, long time ago, where much like others, guys of that era, me and a couple of friends sort of recorded things and practiced and so on in barns and basements and wherever we could find it. And I spent most of my grade 12 and 13, whenever I could get a chance, writing out copious amounts of lyrics. And it's very much a product of its time. So the musical influences were sort of all mid to late 80s hard rock. So it's sort of a mix of Journey meets Survivor meets Asia, Bryan Adams, Bon Jovi, with some Van Halen and Rat thrown in there. I've even heard people say Meatloaf.
Nice. Some of the
bombastic stuff. And we had all these great dreams of you know, well, we're going to be the next big thing. And there was a competition in Ottawa, Canada, where we all grew up, where the local radio station had an album where every year they'd have the sort of the top 10 rock bands of the city, you know, debut independent artist kind of thing. In reality, none of that happened. We never ended up entering the competition. University intervened. Nirvana came along and basically destroyed the entire hard rock scene that had existed before. And Fatal Vision basically went into park for 30 years. But I still had with me the three or four songs on sort of very old scratchy SAX-90 tapes and then this brown binder of lyrics, which I kept with me as the years went by. Fast way forward, summer of 2019, my wife buys me a birthday present, which is essentially a package at a local studio, which was come, we'll give you some vocal lessons, you'll record a song, we'll do a video, and off we go. And I thought, oh, great. So I go in there with my brown binder of songs. And what it turns out to be is not what I'm thinking, but instead, here's our binder of, you know, Bryan Adams.
Oh, no.
And yeah. So it's kind of like karaoke, right? So sing one of these songs. And I was like, yeah, no, this is not what I want to do.
That's not happening. No. Yeah, of course.
Indeed. Yeah. So as luck would have it, the history is full of happy coincidences sometimes. The owner of the studio said, okay, I hear what you're doing. We don't really do that, but there's an engineer in here today who's got his own studio and plays guitar. Why don't you guys sit down and talk and see if you can do something there? So this was Miguel Montan, who is our lead guitarist in Fatal Vision, a musical director. And he and I went to his studio in Quebec, and we just put down a song called Time Keeps Slipping Away, which is actually the first video we shot from the project, which at first was just me and him on acoustic guitar. And then I thought, this sounds kind of good. And so I said, Miguel, I've got these old tapes. See if you can reproduce this in modern era with you doing all these parts. So a couple of weeks, and then it came back, and I was listening to it driving down the highway. There was a guitar solo on a song called Burning For You that he'd put together. And I thought, oh my God, this is actually fantastic. So we have the first album Once, which kicks it all off, which we actually just signed a record deal for. And that will be coming out later this year.
So is Turnaround part of that first album?
Interestingly, no. The only reason Turnaround exists on Spotify and YouTube and so on is because of WOA.
All right.
and Turnaround, so it's a power ballad, very sort of Journey Survivor-like. And the guys in the band were like, oh, this is the best song we've ever done. You and I became introduced, and then we put it out there.
Yeah.
So it actually belongs on the second album twice, so it comes later. Then I got Ron Nevison, who mixed all the Survivor albums and Alone by Heart and Damn Yankees and that sort of thing to mix the power ballads. And it sounds like a major label release. As part of that, we managed to put together these two albums, and that was kind of the Fatal Vision story. Miguel was part of another band in Ottawa called The Peptides. So himself, Scotty Irving on keyboards, Andrew Burns on bass, and Alex Wickham on drums are all part of this other group, The Peptides. They all came over to provide the instrumental backbone, and it's gelled very nicely. And so we've shot a bunch of videos, and we've got the first two albums more or less done, and we're already working on number three, or three and four as well. So that's essentially the Fatal Vision story. And again, Turnaround is another song which with help from you guys, we managed to chart earlier this year as well.
But before we go to Lost Outlaws, let's remind all our listeners that Turnaround from Fatal Vision hit top 10 in the UK, okay, number 10 on the rock charts, which is a huge thing for an independent artist. And you also informed us that it actually hit the charts in New Zealand.
Bizarrely, I was going through song stats and looking at the chart, and then there was more down below the screen, and so I scrolled down, and it was actually it was number 10 on the New Zealand rock chart.
That's amazing.
December as well, so go figure.
and it hit the top 40 or the top 50 in America.
Yes. It was top 50 in America, and actually we got something last week that through Spotify.
Yeah.
It hit the top 40 in Manchester of all places. So,
amazing. You know what? That song needs to go
it's
further.
It's not even on an album yet. It's made quite pronounced.
That's amazing. It just goes to show that people still love, you know, those ballads, those 80s sounds and everything.
Part of the problem is that that's just not what's pushed at us. People don't realize that this sort of music is still out there. And it hit me really a couple of years ago. I was at a Journey Def Leppard concert in Toronto, and I looked around and there were 50,000 people at the Rogers Centre. And then they got, it's not lighters anymore, but the iPhone lights up. And what we're pushed on the radio, of course, is either pop with a whole lot of auto-tune, or it's what I call urban artist number one featuring urban artist number two. And it's just the same, same.
Yeah,
and the record companies have always done this. I mean, this was the problem back in 1992. Nirvana came along and all the record companies decided, okay, that's all you can listen to now is Seattle grunge. We're going to drop everything that came before. Then it pop punk. Yeah. And emo. And then that got cleared away. And then it was all the auto-tune crap that's out there at the moment. So it's challenging to reach the audience, but the audience is still there.
It's still there.
As these 80s bands tour, they get tens of thousands of people going to see them.
Exactly. Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, I know like REO Speedwagon and those guys. They're like filling up stadiums. It's amazing.
Yep.
So let's move on to the Lost Outlaws.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us more.
So Lost Outlaws had its birth in a bit of a strange way. So a couple of summers ago, we were playing some of the Once demos at home, and my stepdaughter said to me, okay, yeah, that's great, but I bet you couldn't write a country song. okay, you want to go? Watch this. And within 15 minutes, I'd banged something out called So Many Beers Ago, which in country music, of course, there's assorted themes that happen, which that hits, but there's also always the play on words.
Yeah.
I reached out through soundbetter.com to a guy by the name of Daniel Ford, who works out of the Sound Kitchen, which is one of Nashville's famous studios.
Right.
Initially, again, with just the idea to do So Many Beers Ago, and he is very well connected. So on Lost Outlaws, he's got like Taylor Swift's steel guitar player and Billy his music director on guitars and this sort of thing. Listen to that, and there again, I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good. And then through the course of that summer, I ended up writing another 10 or 11 songs. And then after listening to two or three, I thought, what would make this sound really good would be if it was sort of a country duet like Lady Antebellum and and those sort of bands. And I made contact with another gal by the name of Christine Corliss, again, down in Nashville. And our voices fit like a glove. The harmonies we do together are fantastic.
Nice.
And so we produced these 12 songs. And then in typical fashion, the final single, the final song written ends up becoming the lead single. So this is Just Another Country Night, which, again, as you were talking about before, we hit number one in the UK on the iTunes chart.
Yeah, you have to tell our listeners again, remind them again, that Lost, the Lost Outlaws with Just Another Country Night hit number one on the UK country charts, which is, wow, that's quite a huge thing. We've had another artist on our roster called Clark Ford, actually, who hit number one, but it's very rare to get an independent artist to actually top a chart, like a major chart, you know. Congratulations on that.
No, thank you. Thank you. It was quite a thing to see. And I mean, even while it was in the chart and for some days afterwards, they had put us in the top of their hot songs thing. So it had triggered some sort of Apple algorithm as well, yeah, to say, not only is it this on the chart, but we're going to push it at our people because we want them to buy it.
It's fantastic, isn't it? That's amazing stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the traditional story of the last song written for the album ends up lead single.
True.
So, and Lost Outlaws is fun for me because it's a different outlet than the main Fatal Vision project. It's not so much the screaming guitars and the massive drums and all of that sort of thing. And if I want to have five ballads on the album, that's perfectly okay.
Cool. So you've got the first album by the Lost Outlaws is released, yeah? It's out now.
No, so that one we're shopping to labels right now. So okay. Fatal Vision once that we signed to a label a couple of weeks ago, and we're hoping to have the album out in sort of midsummer of this year. Lost Outlaws, we're just beginning the journey of label hunting now, but certainly being able to go to them and say, oh, by the way, this song without a label went to number one on the iTunes chart.
Yep.
That obviously is something that will help. And we're very, very grateful to you and everybody at WOA for helping us get there.
Oh, thanks for saying that, Simon. We appreciate it. So what are you working on now? I mean, you've got so many projects. Do you even have time to work on anything?
Well, again, with the pandemic, I'm not going anywhere and doing anything.
Right.
So there's more time than I'd like. So we are right now at the final recording stage of the second Fatal Vision album, Twice.
Oh, lovely.
We've started doing the power ballads because we always start with that before doing the rock songs for the third album, which we're calling Three Times Lucky. And I'll be honest with you, Oliver, I wasn't sure what the future held for the Lost Outlaws. But again, thanks to you guys and the fans in the UK, I scrawled out on a piece of paper last week song titles for what is tentatively called the second time around, which will be Lost Outlaws album number two.
So. Oh, nice. But I also heard, I mean, the WA team has also informed me that the song is starting now to make movement on the Canadian iTunes chart. So keep your fingers crossed for another big one there.
Awesome. Yep. Well, it's our home market, so it would certainly be nice to see that climb the chart locally as well.
Absolutely. So do you want to plug in your usernames for, or rather your pages for Facebook, etc., for both your bands?
Sure. Yeah. Facebook, it's facebook.com/fatalvisionband and facebook.com/thelostoutlaws, and then Instagram, same user IDs there as well.
So it's basically Fatal Vision Band, and for the Lost Outlaws, it's just the Lost Outlaws.
Exactly.
Got it. So are you guys on Twitter as well?
Yep, both the same username there also.
Oh, fantastic. Right, Simon, it was great having you on the show. So to end our conversation, here is your number one single, Just Another Country Night by the Lost Outlaws.
Higher, singing, living on a prayer. Summer breeze wraps up.
The beer's always cold and there's always room for one more. Just another country night. So head on down Mansfield Road, like we've done so many nights before. Just another country night.
Distant glow of fading memory, but summer nights bring a little spark of lightning that stirs the long lost child inside of me. Sometimes I hear a voice in the silence that lures me to the edge on starless nights. Then I see a flicker in the heavens, I spread my wings as fireflies take flight. Break up. shudder deep inside me. The chill of rising ghosts of my past life. Shadows fall and fear does overcome me. As trembling leaves bid failing limbs goodbye.
Just the right,
right, just.
And I don't kiss on every part of me. ask. It's a lot more than you I know. 1% is not enough in my mind. I want the world by the balls. Got a car bigger than a house. Got a house bigger than my car. It's not enough that everything is very large. It's all about how much I'm
she is a game.